just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Welcome, my friends, to another edition of The Flip Side for this Tuesday, May the 15th. Hey, I got that right. I found a few days I'd lost yesterday. Well, another interesting day in the markets, to say the least. Once again, Greece affected all markets today as failure to reach a consensus broke down, and it seems likely that Greece will be headed for another election to decide on the austerity program, whether it's going to remain in the euro, if it's not going to remain in the euro. Well, when that news came out, the euro plunged and the dollar soared, taking with it gold and silver prices, gold closing down $12 at $15.45, silver all 46 cents at $27.82, platinum weaker by 5 at $14.37, palladium higher by 3 at $5.98. Dow closed the day off 63 points at 12,632. NASDAQ off 8 at 2,893. Dollar index closed at 81.23. Crude oil lower by 63 cents at $93.35 a barrel. You know, it was really funny earlier today. I was watching a CNN report, and they were reporting on a what is called a fiscal summit of 2012. Talking about the national debt and whether America's heading towards a fiscal cliff. And they actually had video of lemmings jumping off a cliff. Yeah, couldn't believe it. And we will have more after this.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
To the flip side for this Wednesday, and great pleasure to welcome Jeffrey Bennett to the flip side on this Wednesday. Hey, Jeffrey.
Well, how are you, sir? Since we haven't spoken since this morning.
Yeah, watching this crazy financial world that we live in. And as I was saying before the break, it was kind of ironic watching that CNN report today on the Fiscal Summit 2012. And there was Bill Clinton and various other Treasury Department personnel like Timmy Geithner. Debating whether or not the U.S. is heading towards a fiscal cliff. And they actually showed pictures of lemmings leaping off a cliff.
You know, it's interesting you bring up Clinton, because I was just speaking about Clinton a while ago. You know, from a very interesting column I'd come across several days ago entitled Social Security's Implosion Continues, written by Tom Bloomer. It was probably over at PJ Media. And it was interesting. He was talking about Clinton, saying for all of his considerable and impeachable faults, Clinton understood the fundamental importance of having a strong economy. That understanding enabled him to let go of Hillary Care in 1994, ultimately convinced him after a great deal of kicking and screaming into acquiescing to welfare reform. Those moves, combined with a ineffective opponent. And who was his opponent? Was it Dole in 96? I can't even remember.
Yep.
Another Republican whose turn it was, I suppose.
Yeah,
but it said it basically ensured his reelection in 96. He signed on to a capital gains tax cut in 97, signed off on the GOP Congress's balanced budget plan formulated by then-Ohio Congressman John Kasich and pushed through and was then pushed through by then House Speaker Newt Gingrich. He says, for better or worse, the booming economy which followed saved Clinton's presidency in 99. And you know, I've got a very good friend who you've heard me speak of a lot of years, Raymond, up in New York, who's just a typical New York liberal. But we both agreed in terms of the 8 years we saw with Junior Bush and this 3.5+ years we've seen with this idiot, Obama, Clinton was a frickin' moderate.
Yeah.
Comparatively speaking, and yet that's not the way we certainly spoke of him when we were broadcasting together so many years ago.
Yeah, but you know, he also Clinton was very effective in using the Economic Stabilization Fund.
As his backup,
because he could use it without congressional approval. Because all a president needs in order to tap into the Economic Stabilization Fund, which was originally created after 1933 to protect the dollar, all it needed was the signature of the Treasury Secretary, who was then Robert Rubin.
Oh, God, Rob of the Rubin, oh, yes.
Yeah. So it's an accurate assessment.
Well, no other question. Than that, you know, I tell you what, I wanted to come on the program for a couple of reasons, and you know, for the audience to understand, Robbie and I talk every day, and there's sometimes on the weekends once in a while, but it's you know, a lot of folks, you know, if you call the Republic Trading Group phone line right now, you know, you're going to get this option, dial one for Jeff Bennett, dial two for Robbie, et cetera, et cetera. And although I'm no longer broadcasting at RBN, I'm still very deeply affiliated with Republic Trading Group. And so I think it was a combination of, you know, John certainly putting a call into me yesterday, which we still have not had a chance to speak. But I think that the email you received from me several hours ago, and which was also forwarded to Sandra, I think to some degree probably answered John's question. I would hope it did, but really wanted to come on and talk about a couple things. I know that, not that I was listening, but I'm assuming that you kind of launched this week's special during the last hour.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
Also to let the audience know that, yes, I am still affiliated with Republic Trading Group. And, you know, so whether you're wanting to call Robbie or myself and get some advice on possibly buying metals, but also, as we discussed last time I was with you, we provide a two-way market here. And I think that economically, things are not what the administration would like us to believe. It's funny. I went into McDonald's for a cup of coffee this morning. Why I didn't go to the drive-in, I don't know, but I just got out and walked in. And here's USA Today with some stupid poll on the front page that two out of three Americans honestly believe the economy is getting better.
Yep.
And, of course, my question is, who are the three Americans they interviewed?
Oh, listen, that's, you know, I mean, Jeff, that is a very important question. And it seems to be on the minds of a lot of people, and that is there a recovery taking place in the U.S. or in other global economies? And the short answer to that is no, there isn't a recovery going on in the U.S. or any other major global economies.
And it's been
debated by a lot of smart people, and they all seem to come to the same consensus: is not only is there no recovery taking place in the U.S. or anywhere else, but we're fast approaching the point where we are gonna hit the brick wall. It's just the $64 million question is, well, when are we going to hit the brick wall? And nobody knows. But we hitting-
I'm not sure that we haven't hit the brick wall. The only thing is they haven't fallen on us yet. Yeah. You know, it's interesting you bring this up because we are and I have to be honest, Robbie, you and I have known each other since 1995. And we've talked about this often. You and I had desks that were not 5 feet apart from each other. We have spoken more in the last probably 10 minutes than we did the year and a half we worked together. But that's just, you know, things happen. We've been through 1, 2, 3 administrations working together. Clinton, yep. Bush, and or Cheney, depending on how you want to look at it. And now Obama. And I think that I can say in my lifetime, and before I say this, I've always considered you to be probably one of the most astute people on American politics that I've ever known. I remember the days when we didn't have the electronic connections that we have today, and there were days you would be doing programs literally with a microphone sitting right in front of the television in our old offices, sharing with the audience congressional testimony that was going on about one issue or the other. It's one of the problems we have in this country that most people who were born and raised here have no concept of what the laws of this nation are. They have no concept of what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights truly say. They have little understanding of how laws are introduced and debated and passed, et cetera. And yet it took somebody who came from a completely different country and a completely different purportedly political the type society to come here and try to teach our audience over the years the reality of what we face. Now, having said that, I don't think we've lived through an administration that from the day they took office was playing political games and promulgated political games between both parties as much as Barack Obama did. The fact that Clinton could work with both sides of the congressional aisle, the Republicans and the Democrats. We didn't have as many independents there back then as we began to see in later years. I don't know what to say about Bush. By the way, I was reading something last night. I don't think most people realize the Homeland Security Act was signed into law by George Bush almost. In fact, it was signed into law by February before 9/11, the year that he took office in, 2001. Yeah. And Homeland Security was signed into law a full almost 8.5 months before 9/11. So it's like, who knew what and when did they know it?
Yep.
Interesting stuff. So we look at this. Here's all of a sudden oil prices. The cost of a barrel of oil has come down, 15-18% in the last few weeks? It yep. certainly hasn't dropped that much at the pump. And yet we're still having to pay outrageous amounts of money at the pump to fill up our vehicles so that we can go to the market to buy the food that we need that's up in price because the cost of oil to get that food to market, and it goes on and on and on. So who's the economy getting better for? Certainly not us.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a quick time out and be right back after this.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
To the flip side for this Tuesday, Robbie Noel together with Jeffrey Bennett. And Jeffrey, let me squeeze in a quick call here. George in Texas. Hey, George.
Hey, how you doing, Robbie? How you doing, Jeff? Jeff,
doing
I missed
great,
you.
George, good to hear you.
Yeah, you on the micro pack now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, have you heard about, I've been seeing a lot on the commercials lately, and it's more like self-directed IRAs, and some people I know are getting suckered into it. I only told them self-direct those IRAs into gold and silver, not into phony, because there are certain self-directed IRAs. You could choose the investments you want for short-term, you know, gains, large gains in short-term and stuff like that. Have you heard about that, Jeff?
I have, and of course, the biggest problem is when anybody starts talking about short-term gains when they're talking gold and silver, they're idiots to begin with. That's my personal opinion. You know, the whole reason that, you know, we do IRAs is to get away from paper, at least get something of real value in it. Now here's, this is kind of a double-edged sword, because I know that Chapman has been talking for years about get out of these kind of vehicles, get possession of your gold. I have recently worked with a client on behalf of RBN and Republic Trading Group, who we have funded her IRA, but, and I'm going to be speaking with her. In fact, I got an email from her just 10 minutes ago. She has established an IRA through an LLC, and in effect, she has actually, through her LLC, has been able to take physical possession of the gold and silver. So it's an option we're working on. I'm trying to talk with her to get the parameters of how to establish these. It happens to be the business she's in, so she may be able to help some of our clients do that. But at least that way, you're taking possession. Now, that still means they've got to file annual reports with the IRS. It's not the privacy aspect of normal physical delivery. But I know the kind of stuff you're talking about, George, but I have a problem when people once again talk about gold and silver as far as, you know, short-term gains and all this kind of stuff. Because let's face it, the last 7 months they wouldn't have seen it.
I invested in gold when it was $658 an ounce and when silver was like about $9 an ounce.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I'm talking about these self-direct, I'm talking like going playing the stock market with it.
Well, usually stuff like that sounds more like it's the paper game, which is interesting because just an hour ago I was commenting on this very issue that eventually, and you know, most of what we see going on in the gold and silver markets today are because of paper manipulation. It's Wall Street. It's people bailing out of their paper gold and silver. Those people don't own physical gold and silver. They bought, quote, a promissory, and look what happened to Salente. What was it, 4 or 5 months ago? He was waiting for MF Global. His contract was coming due. He was going to take possession, and he got the shaft. And that's I don't ever buy gold and silver on paper. I don't let anybody else store my gold and silver. But I have to be careful with that because we've got a lot of our clients that have got the precious metals IRAs with Sterling and Gold Star, and I'm told there's a couple of new, you know, trustees out there, two of whom I don't trust. I've done too much investigation on them, and one of them is trying to set up street corner operations, just like a Circle K. And
I bought my gold and silver from Republican Trading Group, so that was years ago. And it's like it's in a safe in my house, not in a safety deposit box.
Well, so. I wouldn't be advertising that too much. It could be in your backyard. It could be in the attic, the basement. It does, but you know what I'm saying. You know, there's some interesting options out there. And as I started to say earlier before the break, is that not only are we purveyors, we provide gold and silver for those who have the wisdom and the ability to jump into it, even at these levels have pulled back. And I've got a piece I'm going to send over to Robbie later for the website that he can get posted up if he cares to. And it talks about these very issues. But I want our audience to understand that during these tough economic times, you know, maybe you need to get out and shore up your food storage programs, freeze-dried guy or whatever the case may be, but you don't have the ready cash to do it. But some of these people, like yourself, George, have been buying, they've been supporting this network for a lot of years by buying gold and silver. So you pull out a couple of, you know, British sovereigns or Swiss francs or roosters or something like that, two, three, four of them. You cash them in. All you got to do is call Robbie and I. We'll be glad to handle the liquidation. Now take that money and go buy freeze-dried food or go buy more bullets and ammo or whatever it is you need to prepare for whatever the future may bring. It still comes back to be the Boy Scout oath. Be prepared. For what? For anything. Simple stuff.
I mean, I got plenty of food and plenty of guns and ammo, and, you know, I don't consider I have enough, but the thing is, I've been looking into buying copper also, too.
I'm working on something on that, and I'm trying to put some deals together. Stay in touch with me, George, and we'll see what we can put together. We'll let you know as soon as we have it hammered out.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Robbie.
Thanks,
George.
Good
to hear from you, George.
And we'll take another quick time out and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the flip side, and we are speaking with Jeffrey Bennett. And Jeff, let's take another call here. We've got Arthur in Georgia. Hey, Arthur.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey. Arthur, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, how you doing there, Jeff? Well, we missed you over here on RBN.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, I did manage to track you down, so I still get to listen to you. It'd just be a lot easier if I didn't have to go to another network to do it.
I know.
Hint, hint. Anyway,
I know.
I have a reason for asking this, guys. Somebody had told me, and I hadn't heard anything about this, was wondering if you had heard anything about this, but somebody told me about a week and a half ago that they had remembered, because I was talking about buying silver, and told them that they needed to start investing in silver. And they had said that they were kind of leery about buying silver because they didn't know who they could trust, because they had read an article that some silver sellers, the silver wasn't what they were claiming. Do you know anything about that? Like maybe if they were claiming it was 0.999, but it really wasn't. You heard anything about that?
Oh, yeah.
Most of what I've heard, I mean, you may have picked up on something that I'm not into. Most of that I've run into is typically stuff on eBay in a lot of cases.
Jeffrey, that whole story came about because two guys were busted, and I've forgotten at what state it was in, but two guys had knockoff Morgan dollars that they tried to sell at a local coin store, and
right.
The dealer immediately noticed that there was something wrong with them, and called the cops. And the cops came in, and and they were busted. And that story kind of made its rounds on the usual internet chatter about fake Morgan dollars.
Well, that's been around for a good number of years. I brought up the eBay because I've got a longtime friend, and in fact, this guy goes all the way back to our earliest days on the air together. And I'm still in weekly contact with this guy for one reason or another, but he got scammed into buying a whole bunch of these things, and he sent a couple of them out to me to take a look at, and you could tell they weren't right. They were Chinese counterfeits. The yeah. Chinese, in that particular case, had been masters of reproducing Morgan and Peace dollars. You know, they've the dies and everything else, but they beat up the dies so that when they strike these things and then they, you know, they wash them to make them look like they're old and they're antique, but you drop those things on the counter, they don't ring, they thud. You know, yeah. It's no different than looking at a modern-day state quarter versus a Washington quarter from 1958 or something like that.
Okay, so that's well, the reason I'm asking is because I just learned about RBN about 2 years ago. And I started buying silver bullion, and that's all I've ever bought, was either bars or rounds, but it's always been bullion. And I started buying silver probably back about 5 years ago. But I always bought from American Metals Exchange. That was the only place I'd ever bought silver from until I learned about RBN, and then, of course, now I get my silver from you guys. But I'm kind of curious, is the stuff that I got from American Metals Exchange safe? Because it's all in plastic.
Oh, yeah.
I would worry about them.
Yeah, these were just a couple of guys that obviously had come across, you know, some phony dollars and were trying to cash them in. And because obviously it is stamped as $1, it's trying to sell a phony $1 Morgan dollar. You will get in as much trouble as trying to, you know, hand over a phony $10 bill. They will call the cops on you.
Okay, because I knew I could trust what I got. What I get from you guys, but I just wasn't sure if this was like something really bad, where like what I got from American Metals Exchange might not be quite what it was, what it's supposed.
No, I don't think you have to worry about.
Yeah, these guys' mistake was taking it to a coin dealer, you know, because most coin dealers are very astute at recognizing fakes.
Okay, and the final question is, like I said, all I've ever bought was just bullion, either bars or rounds. I've never bought a silver dollar in my life. I've never bought a Morgan or a Silver Eagle. It's always been just straight bullion. So I've got a nice little collection of that, but everything is in 1 ounces. I haven't been able to. I've been thinking about getting some half ounces in. I'd like to lay my hands on some 1/10 ounce, but I don't believe you guys carry those last I checked.
No, but funny you should ask that, because the only producer of 1/10 ounce silver coins that I'm aware of outside of the Mexican Libertads, which come in 1/10 ounce pieces, but First Majestic Silver, a silver mining company, is offering 1/10 ounce pieces. And I sent them an email this morning inquiring about the availability of 1/10 ounce.
I was wondering if you guys were thinking about maybe carrying some 1/10 ounce, because I think those would be a lot easier, you know, for smaller stuff when you're going to have to go to that point. But
sure.
I really like the bullion. I don't know why, I just, for some reason, seem to really like the bullion. Should I just stay with the bullion, or do you think maybe junk silver or something, a little invested in that, or just stay with the bullion and stay with the 0.999?
I think it's a mixed bag, Robbie. And
yeah,
and
it's like choosing between two children, you know.
Well, you're looking at this. First of all, the only, and I don't want to play naysayer here, but let's play devil's advocate. The only problem, you know, we're dealing with 1 ounce 999 fine. I would say that the largest majority of silver bullion that I personally sell, whether it be for Republic Trading Group or otherwise, most of it is 0.999 rounds, whether they're Buffalo rounds, maybe they're A-Mark rounds. Once in a while, we'll get some old Engelhardt, stuff like that. Highly recognizable all over this nation. They're all recognizable entities. I'm not going to knock the American Eagle or the Canadian Maple Leaf, but in most instances, in 99% of the instances, we're going to pay a lot more money for the exact same amount of silver. It serves no purpose personally. And yet, when we start talking about half ounce, quarter ounce, tenth ounce silver bullion pieces, the biggest problem I believe we're going to have is there is no recognizability of those in this country today. It's not to say that that can't change, but nobody, you know, one or two oddball companies here and there produce them, but are there ever going to be enough of them out there to make them a recognizable factor? That is where I think junk silver comes in. Robbie, the one thing we did not talk about today is one of the suppliers that we use down in Florida actually informed me today that they do have some 90% junk silver available in quantities less than the way we normally have to sell them. So we're not going to have to do the full bag or the half bag, and I just have not been able to get with them yet today to determine how small. Will they do $100 face value as opposed to thousands? Will they do a $50 face value? So we'll have some answers on that tomorrow, and I'll get that information out to Robbie, and we'll approach it from there. The biggest problem I see with junk silver, personally to me, I find it a great investment because we can generally buy it for very, very close to spot. You know, if silver went to zero tomorrow, you'd still have value. You'd still have face value. It's not going to go to zero. But
right.
The biggest problem is it's not like back in 1979 and 80 when our fathers and grandfathers owned what we used to call filling stations. They understood the silver that was in those coins. These kids today at McDonald's can't even make change without a machine telling them. And you, just like that guy last week that tried to spend an old $50 bill who got arrested for trying to pass off a counterfeit, it wasn't counterfeit. These kids that call the cops on you because you were trying to pass off phony money. Little do they realize what they're passing through their cash registers, that's the phony money. But
yeah, I remember a story about a lady. In fact, she was a guest on a RBN show here last year, I believe it was, told the story of how she had walked into a restaurant and she was trying to use a $10 bill to buy something on the dollar or $2 bill to buy something on the dollar menu, and even the manager himself had never seen one, didn't even know what it was. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, how old was this kid?
Exactly. That's what we're dealing with. You know, we used to laugh when we were growing up that the $2 bill was strictly used at the racetrack. Nobody on the street knew what the heck they were.
Yeah,
and,
but I mean, I
grew up listening to my father tell me stories about the racetrack. So.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe, you know, this is the manager had never seen a $2 bill, and I had to think, wait a minute, this must really be an awfully young manager to not recognize a $2 bill. It just seemed odd. Anyway, thanks, guys. Let somebody else squeeze in here.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Man, that's interesting stuff. I got to throw this in real quickly. The piece that I was sharing earlier is talking about, you know, we've all heard the rumors about, oh, $10,000 gold and all this stuff. And I came across a piece today that was probably one of the most succinct, well-put-together pieces. The guy who wrote it allegedly has an amazing track record of targeting where he believes spot is going to go. And as relates to silver, he's never more than a couple of pennies off based on a certain time frame. He believes that we will see $3,000 gold. Now, he's talking about possibly as late as 2018, 2020. But his reasons are the same reasons we've been talking about. It's the incessant printing presses. Look what's been going, you know, since I left the network, it's only compounded. Look what's happened in Spain, in Italy. Greece has gotten worse and worse. Now everybody's all up in arms because Greece might leave the EU. Why would that be so upsetting? If you've got a country that's in that much trouble, why would you even want them to stay there? Am I missing something here? But how much further, how much longer can we continue to go on in this country before we become the next Greece? And so is $3,000 gold out of the realm of reality? No, I think it's probably quite realistic. That's roughly a doubling from where we're at right now. I think that that's certainly a legitimate target. I have a tough time with people talking about this $10,000 figure. I've never been able to go along with that. Maybe there's something I don't see. But these are the reasons to buy gold. Now, having said that, I have to share this with you, and I don't know if you're going to review it again, but during last hour, we offered this week's Mixed Golden Sovereigns of Great Britain package, which will be circulated gold pieces, a mixture of Queen Victoria's, King Edward's, King George's. I would suspect that probably 40 to 50% of any order that our clients place is going to probably be Queen Victoria's. Here's the interesting thing that you did not know, and I did not know until several hours after I put this package together. You know, it is quite a mix. Now, it's based on gold at a slightly higher figure than where I think spot is right now, so we'll adjust accordingly. Half roll, 20 coin packs at $8,000. That's $400 a coin. Robbie and I were doing some searching around the net this morning, finding sovereigns from legitimate, reputable companies. And I have to emphasize that because there are a lot of fly-by-night Johnny-come-latelys that will lowball you. The whole purpose is to get you to call so they can switch you to something else. $400 a coin for a gold sovereign. That's $75 less than we were getting 8 months ago for the same coin. That's a screaming price. 100 coins plus at $395 a coin. So, yeah, that's a $39,000, $500 investment. $39,500. Yeah, we can get smaller quantities for $407 each. But what I never had a chance to come tell you is I've gone back to his supplier. I beat up on him a little bit and said, what can I get AUVU quality sovereigns for? All kings, most of them will be Georges, only a dollar more per coin, Robbie. That is hot.
Yeah,
normally those things are $5 more a coin. Hello, little sweet pea. My little 7-year-old granddaughter came to visit along with yes. 7-month-old. 7-month-old, and my 11-year-old brought her in. Hello. You come to see Grandpa? How's your daughter and grandchild doing?
They're doing great. Thanks for asking, man.
That's good, I
have to say that as often as I see a lot of criticism about Facebook, the one thing that I really enjoy Facebook is my daughter has a passion for taking photos of the grandkids on a daily basis, and
that's cool.
It's a very cool feature. So I get to see them every day, and with the Skype video, we get to chat quite often.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, all I can say to the audience is two things. Obviously, if you're in a need to sell product, and, you know, George talked about, I got the ammo, I've got this and that, but never enough. If you have an economic need, you've got to sell some. Doesn't mean you've got to sell everything you ever bought from us at Republic or anywhere else. Obviously, if you bought something from a, you know, guy on the street, we're going to have to get a look at it. And I say that because I have to emphasize, some months ago, a very big supporter of RBN and Republic Trading Group, a very large client, some years before he discovered us, he was listening to another network. And it's the network that Mr. Megaphone happens to. And anybody who's heard me before knows exactly what I'm talking about. And he bought a whole bunch of what were represented as XF $20 liberties. And this guy got into a position last year that he chose to liquidate a good portion of, not a large, but a goodly portion of his goods, and he decided to do his business through us. By now, he's become a client of Republic Trading Group, RBN. He's become a big supporter. He sent a bunch of his gold in to liquidate. The stuff got down to the supplier. There were counterfeits in there. Now, I'm not sure that I can blame the company that originally sold it to them, because frankly, they don't know gold from bronze. But the fact of the matter is, somebody somewhere sold them counterfeits, which they passed off on his. We're here to guarantee that does not happen. We will back up and support everything you ever put in your hands. But if you need to sell, you call us at 1-800-691-7898. Get a hold of Robbie or I. We'll be glad to get that taken care of and get your cash out to you.
And we'll take another quick timeout and be back to wrap it up with Jeffrey after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever. Been thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Wednesday. Robbie Noel, together with Jeffrey Bennett. Well, Jeffrey, I guess one thing we didn't add, and that is doing business with Republic Trading Group, unlike any of the other gold and silver dealers out there, you can rest assured that it goes a long way in helping keep a Republic Broadcasting on the air.
Absolutely.
And Jeffrey or myself aren't making any profits to speak of.
No, no. And you know what's interesting? And we've not probably done a show like this for a very long time. I sometimes think about the programs we did 15, 16 years ago. And,
yes.
And would talk about the basic parameters. You know, why gold? Why not? We tend to get on. We do a lot of news stories. But that doesn't really tell the whole story. And I think that we're reaching a point we probably need to go back to the basics here. Very simple. We've got to forget that we've got a lot of listeners that have been listening to this network since the outset. Many of them have been listening to you and I for many years, individually, together, etc. And yet we sometimes, in our way of doing things, I think this is human nature, forget to go back to the very basics to cover some of this stuff with newer listeners or to even remind. And I've got a series of things, believe it or not, I've got records and newspapers and letters and stuff that you and I actually used on the air a lot of years ago, and yeah, they're just as timely today. Nothing really changes. It's only compounded. Nope. It's only gotten worse. So if we can help, you give us a call. Wait, 1-800-691. All of a sudden, I blank.
7898.
Yeah.
It's called, a senior moment. I have them often, Jeffrey.
I'm also working on something on the website to get ready for my programming tomorrow. And I'll get some stuff over to you here in a little while. And I'll probably talk to you in the morning.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Thanks for having me up. Glad to be here. Take care.
Okay, brother. And once again, just a quick reminder that we have Sovereigns on sale at Republic. So give us a call, speak to Jeffrey or myself. We'll be only too happy to help you. Anyway, stand by, my friends. Alan Watt and Cutting Through the Matrix coming up at the top of the hour, and we will do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.